KJAN Sports.
It is time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Well, after losing in the championship game in 2015, the Harlan Cyclones earned their first 3A baseball championship since 2003 with a dominating 9-3 victory over the 7th-ranked Carlisle Wildcats Saturday night at Principal Park in Des Moines. All nine hitters for Harlan tallied a hit while Nick Tarney paced the team. He went 2-for-3 with four RBIs. Harlan jumped out to an early lead as the Cyclones put two runs on the board in the first inning. Carlisle cut the Harlan lead in half with an RBI single down the left field line by Anthony Hansen. And the Wildcats tied the game at two in the second after a stand-up triple by Jordan Pierce, who was then knocked home with a ground out to second. The Cyclones scored three in the third inning to make the score 5-2, and then Harlan broke the game wide open with four more in the fourth. Brett Cron pitched a complete game for the Cyclones, allowing four runs on nine hits while walking one and striking out six. Harlan finishes their season 30-5 as the Class 3A state champions. Well, the Clear Lake Lions captured their second consecutive Class 2A baseball championship with a dominant 8-1 victory over the Kemper Catholic Knights at Principal Park Saturday afternoon. It was an all-around team effort as seven Lions reached base at least once, six of them having at least one RBI. That was the third title in 4 years for the Lions. They also won the 3A title in 2013. Second-ranked and top-seeded Clear Lake ends at 31-7 as they win the state title in 2A. Third-seeded Kemper Catholic ends their year with a mark of 26-12. Also in Saturday championship games, a Class 1A Remsen St. Mary's captured its fourth state title, their first, though, in 31 years, as Remsen St. Mary's beat West Sioux 8-5. And in Class 4A, Cedar Rapids Prairie won its first ever state baseball championship with a 12-3 win over Iowa City West. With the high school baseball season coming to a close and the final two Hawkeye 10 Conference teams finishing up their play in the state championship games on Saturday, the Hawkeye 10 Conference has announced its all-conference baseball selections for this season. In the all-conference selections this year, Atlantic had a pair of first-team picks. Ryan Hawkins, a senior pitcher and shortstop, was named as a first-team all-conference selection, along with Brendan Holmes, a senior catcher for the Trojans. Both were named as all-conference first-team selections. Harlan had four named to the first team. Brett Cron, Kyle Jewell, and Dylan Sears were all unanimous picks. Nick Tarney also a first-team selection. Lewis Central had four on the first team as Caleb Shudak and Joel Thompson. Both were unanimous first-team selections. Reese Blay and Alec Mass of Lewis Central also were first-team picks. The rest of the first team includes Bryce Neal of Clarinda, a unanimous selection. Cole Offelbein of Glenwood, also a unanimous pick. Kemper Catholic's Reese Snyder was a first-team unanimous selection. Also a unanimous pick, Chase Schiltz of Creston. St. Albert had two on the first team, Travis Miller and Brandon Williams. Second-team selections include Lewis Central's Chase Hedrick and Brendan Figueroa, Creston's Cody Crawford and Caden Hewlett. Kemper Catholic had three on the second team, including Tyler Lang, Tyler Williams, and Jacob Wallace. Denison's Brandon Brotherton was a second-team pick. Harlan had Brett Sears and Josh Cheek, each named to the second team. Clarinda's J.J. Clark, Glenwood's Colton Wilwarding and Maverick Decker, Red Oak's Carlos Guerra, Shenandoah's Spencer Rice, and St. Albert's Dan Reek make up the rest of the second team. Honorable mention selections include Noah Bruckner, a sophomore from Atlantic, a sophomore infielder named as an honorable mention pick to the all-conference team this year. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, pinch hitter Derek Dietrich hit an RBI triple with two out in the ninth inning on Sunday, and the Miami Marlins beat the St. Louis Cardinals 5-4, earning a split of that four-game series. That score was tied with two out in the ninth when Adani Echevarria, who had made a costly throwing error earlier, singled off of Matt Bowman. Dietrich then hit a drive into the left field gap, and center fielder Tommy Pham's try at a diving backhanded catch failed, allowing Echevarria to score without a play. Those teams finished their season series with Miami leading St. Louis by one game in the National League wildcard race. Andrew Cashner allowed one earned run in six innings in his debut for the Marlins. Cashner, the centerpiece of Miami's seven-player trade Friday with San Diego, didn't walk a batter and allowed four hits, including a homer by Greg Garcia. Cardinals shortstop Aledmys Diaz left the game in the first inning with a bruised right hand after he was hit by a pitch. Diaz, who's hitting 312 with 14 homers, is to undergo further examinations today. Elsewhere in the National League yesterday, the Mets beat Colorado 6-4. Atlanta downed Philadelphia 2-1. Milwaukee topping Pittsburgh 4-2. San Francisco beat Washington 3-1. The LA Dodgers over Arizona 14-3. Cincinnati beat San Diego by a 3-2 final. Just one interleague game. That was last night. The Chicago Cubs spotted Seattle a 6-0 lead. And then the Cubs rallied back to win it 7-6 in 12 innings. Well, Mitch Moreland homered for the fifth time in his last five starts, and Lucas Harrell won in his Texas debut as the Rangers beat the Kansas City Royals 5-3 Sunday to finish a sweep of that four-game series. Harrell gave up three runs and four hits, including a solo homer to Eric Hosmer and another to Drew Butera in six innings. The 31-year-old right-hander was acquired from Atlanta last Wednesday to help the Rangers' injury-riddled starting rotation. Moreland's two-run homer was his 18th this season, the last five coming within 16 at-bats. Nomar Mazara also homered against the Royals, who have allowed an American League-high 141 homers this season. Sam Dyson earned his 22nd save. Hosmer and Butera both homered for Kansas City, but they've lost 8 of their last 9 and 10 of their last 11 road games. Dylan G gave up 4 runs on 7 hits over 6 innings. In other American League action, Baltimore beat Toronto in 12 innings, 6-2. Cleveland over Oakland, 8-0. Tampa Bay beat the New York Yankees, 5-3. Detroit over Houston, 11-0. Minnesota topping the Chicago White Sox, 6-4. Boston beat the LA Angels by a 5-3 final. In other baseball news, the Kansas City Royals have placed right-handed closer Wade Davis on the 15-day disabled list yesterday with a flexor strain, and they recalled left-hander Matt Strom from AA Northwest Arkansas. Davis had an MRI in Kansas City on Sunday morning after being sent home from the Royals' weekend series at Texas. Manager Ned Yost said it's the same injury that sent Davis to the disabled list in early July. Davis has converted 21 of 23 save opportunities in 35 appearances this season with a 1.6 earned run average. His most recent outing was Wednesday when Davis allowed three walks for the first time as a reliever. Yost said hopefully he'll be back around the end of the 15 days. The 24-year-old was moved to the bullpen recently after making 18 starts, splitting last season between Class A Wilmington and Class A Lexington as Stram had a 2.59 ERA and 121 strikeouts in 94 innings. Also on Thursday, Kansas City placed right-handed reliever Luke Hoschaver on the disabled list with symptoms of thoracic outlet syndrome. Elsewhere around baseball, the Cleveland Indians have picked up a reliever and they missed out on an all-star catcher. The Indians have pried lefty Andrew Miller away from the New York Yankees for four minor leaguers, including highly touted outfielder Clint Frazier. Miller has been outstanding this season, going 6-1 with a 1.39 earned run average and 77 strikeouts in 44 appearances. But Cleveland missed out on getting Milwaukee catcher Jonathan Lucroy, who nixed a trade that would have put him on a contender. Lucroy told reporters that his decision to reject the trade was due to his family. Also, the Yankees have acquired, reacquired reliever Tyler Clippard from the Diamondbacks for Vicente Campos in a swap of right-handed pitchers. The 31-year-old Clippard was 2-3 with one save and a 4.3 earned run average in 40 relief appearances with the Diamondbacks. The Orioles have picked up Wade Miley from Seattle, giving Baltimore a lefty starter as the team tries to hold off Toronto and Boston in the AL East. Miley is 7-8 with a 4.98 earned run average, but he had a 3.45 ERA and 5 starts during the month of July. St. Louis Cardinals added depth to the back half of their bullpen by acquiring veteran left-hander Zach Duke from the White Sox for minor league outfielder Charlie Tilson. Duke is 2-0 with a 2.63 earned run average this season and was leading the American League with 53 appearances before heading off to the National League. Well, there's another first-time major champion in men's golf. Jimmy Walker tamed Baltusrol Golf Club. Walker closed with a 3-under 67 and earned a one-stroke victory over defending champion Jason Day in the PGA Championship. Walker produced three big birdies on the back nine and sealed the win with a 3-foot putt for par on number 18. That was after Day eagled that hole. Walker is the fourth first-time winner in as many Grand Slams this year. He did it by enduring the longest final day at the PGA Championship in 64 years, playing 36 holes after Saturday's suspension. Desperate to beat the clock and avoid play on Monday, tournament officials sent the third-round pairings right back out for the final round, meaning Walker was playing the third round as others were playing their last. Walker finished 14-under for the tournament following rounds of 68 and 67 on Sunday. Daniel Summerhays closed with a 4-under 66 to finish third at minus 10, one shot ahead of Brooks Koepka, Brandon Grace, and Hideki Matsuyama in yesterday's major. Also yesterday in racing, the NASCAR Sprint Cup race at Pocono Raceway, didn't happen. That was postponed until today because of rain. That race will start at 10 o'clock this morning, Central Time, with Martin Truex Jr. on the pole. The June Pocono race was also delayed a day by rain. NASCAR says this is the first time a track has had two rain-postponed races in the same season. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.